You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with 4 days to go before the Eagles host the Packers in the wild card round of the playoffs. Merrill, yesterday there was some news about the Eagles' quarterback room. What was that news?
The only actual news was that Ian Book, who had been brought in for depth, has been released, which makes you think that they're pretty confident that Jalen Hurts is going to be back.
I agree with that presumption, and of course, later today, the Eagles are scheduled to have their first practice, which will be another good time to get an indication on where Jalen is through the five-step NFL concussion protocol. Yesterday, Merrill, the Eagles coordinators had their weekly press conferences. Let's start with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. What is Vic noticing about the Packers' offense?
Well, he talks about the fact that they run the ball very, very well. They have explosive plays that come because they do set it up with the run. They feature Josh Jacobs, number 8, and he is averaging over 5 yards a carry, a very, very fine running back.
While they clearly run the ball well, top 5 running offense, Jordan Love and that team has the opportunity, according to Vic, to really make some explosive plays with their passing game, too.
Well, he has a big arm. He can throw it to any spot on the field with accuracy and touch. So he's been very impressed with what he's seen of Jordan Love.
And even though they have unfortunately lost Christian Watson for the season, they do have other playmakers that Love can find. Jaden Reed, one of them. He does like to spread the ball around from what it seems like. Let's turn to Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. And, you know, we talked yesterday, Merrill, about the reported interest that the Saints have in Kellen Moore. Yesterday there was other rumblings that the Jaguars are interested in Kellen Moore. What is Kellen Moore saying about the head coaching interest that he is drawing right now?
He said that he is not worrying about it. The only focus he has right now is on the business at hand, and that is getting ready for Green Bay.
Has Kellen Moore had the opportunity to communicate with Jalen about the game?
He was asked about that, and his words were, certainly all of us have been in continuous conversations all week.
And that's expected. Of course, more to learn there with Jalen. You know, Merrill, the Eagles tackles, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, even though Mailata was a Pro Bowl snub, have been sensational this season. What's Kellen Moore's assessment of his tackles?
Simply that the two of them are the best combination of tackles in the league. He can't think of any that are better.
And one more thing with Kellen Moore, you know, assuming that Jalen is back, the Eagles will have their full complement of offensive playmakers because Dallas Goedert returned this past weekend, played a little bit against the Giants in that game that had no bearing on playoff seeding, and made some nice plays. What did Kellen Moore notice from Dallas Goedert?
He said it's so much fun to see Dallas Goedert out there. Everybody was fired up to see him back, and of course you saw the difference, the impact he had when he was out there in the first half.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we'll close with this, Merrill. Special teams coordinator Michael Clay. I think while Jake Elliott has had a tremendous career with the Eagles, this season the numbers speak for themselves. I believe he's 1 for 7 from 50-plus. The other day he missed a 39-yarder, I think it was. It hooked left in a windy atmosphere. What is Michael Clay saying about Jake Elliott and him overcoming these struggles kicking field goals?
He said he is not worried. He said Jake Elliott's confidence is very, very high. He is striking the ball well. He said he knows that Jake is a clutch kicker, and he feels very good about it going into the playoffs.
Sunday against the Packers is another opportunity to turn it around, and it would not shock me if he's in the position to have to make a big kick again. Merrill, I got one more thing to talk about, another honor for you. It's been announced that you are the Pennsylvania Sportscaster of the Year from the National Sports Media Association. Congratulations. What do you think about the honor? How do you feel about it?
Well, thank you. I'm honored. It really is an honor. But I look at the entire picture and tell you that we have a wonderful broadcast booth. including, of course, our color analyst, Mike Quick, who does everything he can. He comes prepared. He's articulate. He's bright. He's such a great person to work next to. And our producer and our spotter and our statistician, it's a team effort that really makes the broadcast successful.
It's a great team, and you guys do a great job on game days. It's always an informative, entertaining, enjoyable listen, and it's a privilege to get to talk to you several days a week after you get to call these games.
Believe me, it is my pleasure.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. Merrill, appreciate you getting up early today. Great stuff as always, and we will talk tomorrow morning and get your thoughts, get your recap on what Nick Sirianni has to say early this afternoon in his Wednesday press conference. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.